Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7. WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
And now.
Whoa! Holy cow, he's Greg alive!
Hill. Wow!
10:53, we have Greg Hill here on the set. He made it.
He just came in with Bobes and Santo carrying.
Be curious, not judgmental.
He doesn't look great, I will say.
Do we have water or bacon?
Need CPR, Curtis, and maybe mouth-to-mouth.
Okay. All right. Let's get Jeff here.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Oh, hello.
Starring.
Hey, Greg, you consistently throw Wiggy under the bus with Mac every week.
Greg Hill.
Do I look like I ran?
You did.
I ran, walk. 41 minutes, 20 seconds.
Oh,
damn it.
So close.
I didn't PB. I wanted it under 40.
You are a loser.
But I will say, I'm alive.
Now get him out.
I'm ready for the after party.
Oh, well, you know, you've earned those calories, Gregory.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
We all know what is coming up this Monday night, but this is a game that is important for you, but it's not as important for you as it is for Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills, if they lose the division this year, I don't know what direction this team is going to be going.
Shut the lights off.
They built everything up. Brady's gone. This was their perfect opportunity, and you can't win the division?
I love it.
Joined by...
Thank you so much.
The relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
Actually, the Miami police just issued a warning to Tommy Tabs and other guys to keep their hands over their wallet when Courtney's around.
All right, I like the ending.
And accompanied by...
The Ken and Curtis Show.
The brains of this operation.
Ken and Curtis?
Ken and Curtis.
Curtis, we'll have plenty of time on this.
I feel so bad for the white man. Yeah. He's just always attacked.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And listen, if it was maybe...
This is rich coming from that guy.
Yeah.
Well, from you know what? He's got a little... He's not lying. Captain Dover over there. Yeah, well, you know what? The voice of the people.
Now we're stereotyping Dover.
He's in his woke moment right now.
Now,
but we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Mac has better skill than Cam Newton.
Oh, you said it! What's going on, everybody?
Happy Monday.
Oh, what is good?
Happy Patriots Monday.
That it is.
And a big one looming. We are here. I survived the 5K, although walking a little bit gingerly this morning, I must say. My body not used to the physical torture I put it through on Saturday, Curtis.
Yeah, the sounds in the hallway this morning are very concerning. A lot of grunting, groaning, whining. Where's Spaz?
Let me just get on record now.
Ow!
I will train for next year. I did not train for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K. I got to be honest with you. I feel like going into it cold, not running a single day.
Right.
And finishing at 41 minutes and 20 seconds is pretty good at my advanced age.
It's not bad.
What were you shooting for? 40 minutes,
I was shooting for under 40.
Oh, that's pretty good without training?
Well, the issue was I stopped along the way to shake a lot of hands and to Okay. What do you do? Do you hold babies? So what do you do with the babies?
I think you hold babies.
No. We got the official blow-by-blow from Galosh or Slash.
Yeah.
He said something popped at the 1 mile mark.
I did have an issue. Yeah, I had a groin issue.
Be careful with those groins.
Something happened with the groin. Yeah.
Well, they do always say mine. 2 mornings after your workout is when you feel the worst. So it's only up from here for you.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Yeah. Well,
imagine if you worked out and did everything. You might have got 30 minutes.
I have run a 5K. I've run several 5Ks in close to record time, a 30-minute swiggy. So I could have done it if I trained.
And you stopped to have KM Franks. It wasn't shaking hands.
I did not. I did not do that at all. But a great time. Great turnout. I want to thank Ken and Curtis for being there on Saturday. I want to thank the Santos, the couple of the year, for being there. And I want to thank the over 1,000 individual runners who joined us on Saturday for the Jingle All the Way 5K, including over 90 of the New Hampshire State Troopers who were there with us on Saturday, and I got some sort of a ride in their armored SWAT vehicle, which was pretty cool on Saturday. So we had a great time.
And how about TJ's in Portsmouth loving the Wiggy Parm?
Oh, yeah. TJ's,
Their twist on the Wiggy Parm was delicious.
Did you see that?
They
made a sandwich for you, and you didn't show.
Well, I didn't know they were making one for me.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Give me a little heads up next time.
Well, they were expecting that you were going to be at the Jingle All the Way 5K.
Yeah, I'll get up to TJ's.
Okay. And I liked it. It was an open-mouth sandwich. I thought that was unique.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. A big game tonight. Potential for a signature win tonight. And obviously we're going to talk about that with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on this morning's show. We'll get Boomer to pick a winner tonight just after 8 o'clock. Before that, though, we will get to the leads today at around 6:30 in 25 minutes. And we will get to the dumbest of the day on this morning's show at 7:30. If you would like to call and you'd like to be on, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. You said last week that weather was not really a factor unless it was the wind.
Right.
And so when it comes to Mac, and so now I'm assuming that you're putting a little bit of a question mark on how Mac Jones responds with 25-mile-per-hour winds this evening or whatever they're predicting in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, now that we know kind of what the weather's looking like, you're going to love what my lead is based on what that means for this game tonight.
Okay, all right. So we shouldn't talk about it right now. We should wait until you get to your lead.
Well, I don't know. When are we doing our leads?
Well, we're going to do our leads in about 20 minutes.
So I know we had played around with some lead stuff that you were asking.
Well, no, we just moved it one time because Devin McCourty was running late. That's it. All right. But a huge one for the Patriots tonight. We will talk about it with you all morning on the phone or on the text line. 37937 is the number to text if you want to text this morning. And a quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, then you can stream it all morning long at WEEI.com, or you can do it through the Odyssey app, which will only take you a moment or two to download, and you can just download the Odyssey app and listen to us from anywhere, or you can ask your smart speaker to play WEEI, and that will work as well. And should you choose to, you can watch this program on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. And good morning to those who are in the Twitch chat already this morning. Here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maloney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The first place New England Patriots, that is what is trending, thanks to the Baltimore Ravens loss in Pittsburgh. Top seed in the AFC, heading into tonight's game in Buffalo. Ravens going for two. What did you think of the decision by John Harbaugh? Going for the win with 12 seconds left, down by a point.
I like it.
What do you
don't like it?
Why not play for overtime? I think you're a better team for overtime. I think in that situation, because the two-point conversion, I don't know what the percentages are, but I guarantee if you go look at it, many teams don't make them.
But if you're good, you should be 50%.
Yeah, you think so?
Yep.
I think it's even hotter.
It's going on more and more and more lately, it seems like. It must be an analytics trend or something like
that. Yeah, it's got to be. I still would go the traditional route of kicking the field goal And then, you know, now with the way overtime is set up.
Kicking the extra point.
Yep. And the way overtime is set up where, you know, both teams get a possession if the other team doesn't score on their first drive. That's the way I would go about it. But now with the analytics, thanks to your boy Roethlisberger, after we found out this could be his last year.
He had a pretty good game. Out. He didn't address that, but John Harbaugh did discuss the decision to go for it.
Play into the decision-making to go for two instead of just kicking.
Try to win the game right there. We were pretty much out of corners, you know, at that point in time. So it was an opportunity to try to win the game right there.
It was open. Lamar Jackson did not connect with Mark Andrews. Bounced off his hand. So you got your Patriots tonight 8-4 against the 7-4 Bills. What a crowded AFC. Right now, Bills, Chargers, and Bengals are the playoff teams. But if you lose tonight, if the Patriots lose tonight, they'll drop down to the 5 seed. So that's how flippant this is. 8:15 kickoff at Highmark Stadium. NFL Sunday, Wiggy doing double duty tonight.
Yep.
Gresh, Keith, Wiggy, and Fourier start at 6 o'clock.
And a cool thing this week the NFL did with the My Cause, My Cleats sort of promotion. And tonight, our show, good friend on Fridays, Devin McCourty, is wearing Boston Medical Center cleats. A great column by Chris Gasper. And they saved my life, so good for you, Devin.
Awesome.
8 Patriots questionable, including David Andrews, Trent Brown, and Christian Barmore. Kyle Duggar and J.J. Taylor have not practiced yet, have stayed on the COVID list. It appears they are out. Former Patriots Stephon Gilmore talked to The Athletic about his medical complaints in detail. Did you catch any of this?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Basically said, well, here's the quote. When you return to play, you want to rehab back to return to play. I felt like they were doing more workouts than rehab. I think you should take steps to come back and play. It was just making do all types of running and lifting way more than I was supposed to. End quote.
Hmm.
And then they said they ran him hard before they traded him. He said that.
And he goes on to be like, and then I came here and they're treating me so well and they're rehabbing me the right way and I feel better than I ever have. Like, he goes in.
Wow.
See if Bill addresses that at any point this week. I would guess not.
No.
College football's Final Four is set. Wiggy greased the skids on this. No big deal that Georgia lost to Alabama. They're back in the Final Four.
Yep.
You get Michigan. Underdog against Michigan, I believe, in that game.
Are they?
I think so.
No, maybe that's because of the way they lost to Alabama. Jesus.
Georgia should not be in. Alabama absolutely should be the one. Well, Michigan, Cincinnati, and then Notre Dame without Brian Kelly should have been four.
Cincinnati's four. That'll be on New Year's Eve. Bama, Cincy at 3:30, and then in the Orange Bowl, Georgia and Michigan at 7:30. At BC, accepted a bowl bid.
Woo!
Despite winning only 6 games, they'll be in the Military Bowl.
Yeah.
December 27th, 2:30 against East Carolina in Annapolis.
And speaking of Brian Kelly, how about his poor daughter?
The best TikTok.
Who was left with one more semester without her family and with everybody on that campus targeting her. The poor thing. Why didn't she just... She should have transferred with him.
Yeah.
She should have come along with him.
Her daughter posted, I feel knee-high on a grasshopper.
She's probably figuring, well, if I get a degree from Notre Dame versus LSU, looks a lot better on the resume.
Yeah, maybe.
Boomer Esiason coming up at 8. It's a Patriots game day here on WEI.
Yesterday was a tough day to kick. It's probably the most wind that I've seen in that state.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When I used to coach and played in Giants Stadium, it was always windy. It was a much lower stadium. And the wind really, really blew coming down the, the Meadowlands area. And I'm sure the wind is still there, but you just don't feel as much in the stadium now. And yesterday was a little bit different. Was shifting and swirling down there. Probably the most wind that I've seen it. Wind and was shifting and swirling down there. The flags were blowing pretty strongly one way, and then they died and they were practically still. And then, as soon as the anthem was over, they started blowing the other way as the guys were, walking off the field.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Buffalo, 25-35 mile per hour winds. Wiggy, is that or is it not an advantage for the Buffalo Bills?
No.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
I know you're kind of like jumping into my lead. That's here, right. But I say no.
We'll get more during your lead coming up in a moment or two.
Yeah, but I would say no.
Okay.
And there's some. I think there's a pretty good reason why I believe it is not an advantage for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
But I think it obviously plays a factor into the game.
Right, right. But we'll get that during your lead. We'll get all of that during Wiggy's lead coming up in just a little bit.
I heard there was a lot of breaking wind at TJ's after the race.
Is that a shot at the Wiggy Parm? The Wiggy Parm sandwich that TJ's created for Wiggy? No.
Just a shot of the alcohol consumed there. My
great
God!
Spot. I will tell you, Portsmouth is a great city.
I gotta go back.
It really is.
Okay,
it's a great city. So many places. They were having their Christmas parade on Saturday night.
Love parades.
I do love parades. It was I love being the jingle all the way 5K gets me in. The Christmas spirit.
I love parades every year.
No, you got into spirits after the race.
Did you enjoy, Curtis, did you enjoy being up there and doing the show during the Jingle All the Way 5K?
It's a different spot for me to be in. Saturday was one of the best days of the year.
Oh.
I got to hang out with Ken. We had some just chill talk to and fro.
Yeah.
He drove. It was very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome to meet the people that support this show and have supported you for 20 years plus. It was a really just a heartwarming day. People were really nice. They loved the show. They missed Wiggy. But the biggest takeaway was the show's doing great. People love it. But people are really mad about Wiggy and Mac Jones. They don't understand why he will not just say Mac's pretty good.
Yeah. I hear it all the time.
I said Mac's doing a good job.
Right. But then there's always a stipulation.
Yeah.
I know.
You can't re-sign him.
He's doing a good job. And when you look at the team and the way they're built, you know what? Nothing wrong with that. I know everybody gets all sensitive about it, but Bill has done a tremendous job coaching this football team, and Mac is doing a good job.
A good job.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
Not a great job.
No. He's doing
well. Will anything in your mind change if he goes out and they win this football game tonight?
No, because it obviously, based on how I think they're going to win the football game.
Which is all defense.
Well, it's
and running
not
the ball, much, right?
It's not all defense, but the majority or the bigger percentage of it is going to be defensively and running the football, and then he'll have to make those throws in key situations.
Well, obviously he can't be a driver for the entire game. How long does he have to drive for you to say he's doing great?
Well, I
because you said an hour.
I think he's doing great when they ask him to drive. I've already said that.
And what's your prediction for how long he'll be asked to drive tonight?
I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the game. I don't know if, from start to finish, you won't see that. But that's the thing. I see people want to anoint him and say that this team is where they are because of Mac Jones.
No, the frustration lies in that you said Zach Wilson would have the same number of wins.
No, I said he'd be a little bit less.
You said 7 wins instead of 8.
No, I said 6-6.
Well, Wiggy, I think they are where they are in a good part because of Mac Jones.
See, I mean, that's where you and I differ.
Yeah, so let me ask, did anybody expect, after Bill drafted Mac Jones, and we knew Cam Newton was coming back, did anybody expect this team at any point in the season to be sitting at first as they are this morning in the entire AFC?
Not first, but
did anybody expect it?
No, I don't think first, but there were a lot of people out there predicting that they'd win 10 games.
Okay, but did anybody think that Mac Jones as a rookie would be able to with the defense, with special teams, with the coach, with it, whatever, include every factor of the game, that Mac Jones would be able to get them to the point in the season where they are right now, first overall in the AFC?
No.
No, I thought he was going to be a backup.
You thought he was going to be a backup.
I thought it was going to be Cam, and he was going to be a backup.
All we talked about heading into the draft is Bill the GM stinks. Bill's an awful GM. Well, look what he did.
I think you can make an argument that this year is a more impressive turnaround than what the Patriots did in 2000 to 2001.
Ooh. Good question. So
2000, the Patriots went 5-11.
5-11, right?
2001 was Bill's second year.
Yeah.
He had brought in a bunch of free agents when he arrived from the Jets, whether it was Roman Pfeiffer, Mike Vrabel, up and down the roster, guys that turned into studs, but we didn't know they were studs before they arrived. So it's a different offseason in that this offseason, the Patriots spent $200 million on high-ticket free agents, whereas in the 2000 to 2001 offseason, they brought in a bunch of guys that fit a system we had yet to see really develop. But I really think that going back, I mean, there is not a soul in Boston who, when the Patriots were playing the Texans down 10 in the second half, about to go to 1-4, that sat there and said, yeah, they'll be the number one seed, you know, before Christmas.
Nobody. Nobody.
No, nobody expected them. But I think a lot of us expected them to be a playoff team.
But there's a big difference between the bye guy and the playoff team. That's a huge chasm between
those two. I did agree with you that nobody expected them to be number one.
You were saying that you thought that Bill had the potential to get this team to the playoffs.
Yes.
And that would be a win.
That would be a huge win.
If they got to the playoffs, that's a win. Now you're sitting here, and you're obviously getting help from the fact that there's a lot of parity in this league this year. You're getting a lot of help there, obviously. But you were not sitting here saying they'd be at any point during the regular season first overall in the AFC. No way.
Isn't this eerily similar to what we saw this year with the Red Sox? Where I don't think, you know, now in the sense of nobody expected them to do what they did throughout the season, especially the first half of the season when, you know, come All-Star break, they, you know, were the best team, it seemed like, in baseball. The only difference is that it seems like the Patriots are going to be able to continue where the Red Sox fell off a little bit, but then got to the postseason and got all the way to the ALCS. So I think when you look at the expectations of this football team, I believe that I think there are a lot of people who believe that this was a playoff team, whether it was with Mac Jones or Cam Newton. People were saying 10 wins, 10-7, you know, 11-6, just based on some of the additions that they had.
We were just talking about Harbaugh going for two. Wouldn't you rather have Mac Jones than Lamar Jackson at this point?
Oh, my God, obviously. Of course, definitely.
Are we really going down this road every week?
Yeah, we are.
Are they going to re-sign Lamar? I don't even know if Baltimore will re-sign him. I'm serious.
Yeah, we are.
All right. Okay.
We're going to acknowledge the incredible job done
by a rookie quarterback. That's the problem. Nobody is not acknowledging it. Every single week when he – if they beat a team or if a team doesn't play well and a quarterback doesn't play well, it's going to be – wouldn't you rather have Mac Jones over Tom Brady?
Yeah, that's kind of what we do. It's called sports radio.
Right, but I think that's – so would you rather have Mac Jones or Lamar Jackson?
Oh, my God. After yesterday, I'm Mac Jones it up.
Jones.
So
it's
Mac Jones. Actually, Mac 10 TM.
So Curtis wants some Mac sauce in his dinner.
Oh, my Lord.
So we take a guy based on one guy having a bad game.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
What you do, Wiggy?
Give me Ben Roethlisberger over Patrick Mahomes.
I'll take Red Grange.
Yeah, exactly.
what you do is
box
you,
style.
You deflect it. After
I'm not
we get
deflecting.
To the point, after Mac Jones, we
yes.
agree that it's an amazing turnaround. You immediately
right.
go to Red Sox baseball. You
no,
don't want to talk about Mac Jones.
I'm not deflecting. You asked me about Mac Jones, and I've given you – I can't help that. I give you the same answer every single time, and it's not what you want to hear. I can't help that. If I'm telling you that here's what I want, here's what I mm-hmm. think, and you don't like it because it don't fit what you want it to fit, I can't help that you keep getting upset that it don't fit what you want to hear.
Hey, you playing Mac Sauce Lady reminds me we don't have time now, but did Spaz tell you how he blew his interview at the Sports Hub?
No.
No.
What?
Mm.
Whoa.
Disaster. Disaster. I, the poor guy, you know I love Spaz.
Really?
Been with me for 20 years. And the guy, he completely blew his interview,
wow.
apparently. I don't think it's right, by the way. Oh, based on what happened, listen.
Is he here today?
Yeah, are we sure he blew it?
He thinks he blew it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
He thinks he blew it.
Sometimes when you think you blow it, though, things work out.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm. Why, like
you think you blew it here or something?
No, but I've screwed up in interviews for jobs before and end up getting it.
And you end up getting it?
Yeah.
See, I guess it's what... I guess we have to hear the story, what he did to blow that interview. Like, oh, then you go, oosh, you might have blown that one.
That don't look... It literally could be anything. Might have peed on a plant in the lobby.
I know. He has a PhD in blowing things.
He was caught stealing food.
No. You said mac and cheese.
He took Felger's A8.
But how can you blow it? I mean, it's like, all right, well, here's what we want you to do. Hit a few buttons.
Well, you
And seriously, play some drops and go get some. What he does, I think it kind of speaks for himself if you follow him on social media. So he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
What in the interview could they really ask that's any that would make you blow that?
Interviews are hard. I mean, unless you just go in there and you don't necessarily want the job, but otherwise you're worried about every little thing you say. I think it can be difficult. So, but anyway, Ken, you wanted to add something before we got to the
real quick. Real quick stat: passer rating. A lot of people like passer rating to evaluate quarterbacks. Here this morning, Mac Jones 12th in the NFL among quarterbacks with a 97.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson 23rd.
So then we're going to go back to your theory then. There's only two quarterbacks that you would take over Mac Jones, Kyler Murray and Dak Prescott.
Those are my two.
Okay.
Yeah, those are his two. All right. It is a Patriots Monday. Coming up, we'll talk to Boomer Esiason at 8. Before that, though, we'll get to Courtney and the news at around 7:45. And by the way, we have a looming food crisis in this country again. And this one is going to hit Wiggy right in the abdomen. So we'll get to that coming up during the news. But right now, it's this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Oh, it's a gimme.
It's a gimme.
Soundgarden.
Yep.
Black Hole Sun.
A lot of weather talk. I just felt it appropriate today.
Yeah, all right.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows. Has the face, lies the snake, in the sun in my disgrace.
Make an argument that when it comes to those who are no longer with us, you can miss Chris Cornell more than anybody else. What a talent.
What a talent. Amazing. Great
unbelievable
voice.
Talent. We should play that. He does a great version, did a great version of Ave Maria, I believe.
Whoa.
We should do that at some point. All right, the leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. It starts at just $32,800. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
A lot of pressure on the Bills tonight, as we made a point of last week, and I do agree with that. However, looking at the schedules, if I might, if the Patriots lose tonight, they're in a bit of a kerfuffle in terms of winning the division. If the Bills win, they go to 8-4. They have three absolute gimme games left. Home games against Carolina, Atlanta, and the Jets, all at home. So if they win tonight, they instantly are at 11 wins, in my opinion. They have two tough games left. They would be at Tampa next week, and they've got that Patriots game at Gillette the day after Christmas. Plus, the Bills are 3-0 in the division. They have beat Miami twice, where the Pats have already lost once.
So the second tiebreaker in divisions comes down to the division record. So you would then have to beat Miami. If the Patriots lose tonight, they've got to win 3 out of 4. They absolutely have to beat the Bills and the Dolphins. And it's a tough sled to win the division. So just to put it in perspective, I do think the Bills have pressure. And if they lose, it's like, it feels like the, you know, everything they built up is crumbling. But if the Patriots lose, they're the fifth seed, and things look a whole lot different tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And I have to say, I'm a little bit worried about the Pats-Dolphins second game, because you look at the Dolphins and what Tua's doing pre and post-trade deadline, and he's a different guy, and he beat them pre-trade deadline, and I think he could beat them post. I think now that he has the monkey off his back, them constantly talking about Deshaun Watson. Are they going to get Deshaun Watson?
Right, right.
That pressure of constantly looking over his shoulder, now that that's gone, he's looked way better. So I don't think that that's a gimme game anymore.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I begin my day with the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. Great, great outlet, very accurate. And today, they have the updated playoff chances. And don't blame me, they have 50,000 simulations. So this is as accurate as it can be. The team in the AFC on December 6th, 2021, that is the most likely Super Bowl contestant for the AFC is your New England Patriots.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
In the NFC, the team with the most likely chance to reach Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium in LA, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
So,
wow.
A, do you want to see that as a Patriots fan? Would you like to see a rematch?
Hell yeah.
I would not. It felt like my mom and dad screaming at each other. I just wanted to end. Secondly, do you think Bill and or Tom wants to face the other? I believe Bill wants to play Tom. I think Tom would rather play anybody else in the AFC.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I would love that Super Bowl. That would be Bill Belichick's opportunity to not only get redemption after Brady winning the Super Bowl last year, but really crush the people who say it was more about Tom than it was about Bill. Because if you can go out there and put another defensive performance up and Brady having like a horrible game,
yeah,
that's it. And win. Oh, man.
Does the rest of the country want to see it, though?
No, there was a great column. I know people hate him, but Shaughnessy had a good column over the weekend, and he quoted a guy who was writing about what it would be for like for the rest of the country. He said it'd basically be like sitting next to a colicky child throwing up and screaming the entire flight.
I don't know what the country would want to see, though, like when you think about Super Bowls, and you go, oh, I'll enjoy watching that. I think that that would be the best matchup. What else is there? You want to watch see Aaron Rodgers? Maybe Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes going against each other?
I would prefer Mahomes
is not going to the
Bill
Super Bowl.
Bill and Tom, absolutely. All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Over the weekend, news broke that one Tristan Thompson is expecting another child with another woman. Marlee Nichols.
Yep.
Alleges that she and Tristan had some sexual encounters back in March.
Wasn't she his personal trainer?
Correct.
Okay.
He said one, right?
Right. But one, she says...
Just one encounter.
Well, that's what he says.
Well, the guy is virile. I mean, apparently
he's shooting live.
He's got good swimmers, as they say.
A reminder, it only takes one time. But that was back when he and Chloe were together.
Got the Michael Phelps swimmers.
And I have a few things to say about this.
Okay. Oh, you do? Okay.
One. Khloe Kardashian, run as fast as you can. Do not go back to this guy because he's already done it once to you while you were pregnant. Now he's doing it again. You're looking silly and you got to move on. I know it's hard. You got to move on. Number two, the text messages that were put in these claims that he is the father, she's looking for child support, so on and so forth, are A, terrible. He basically says, by the time you have this baby, this is going to be my last season playing. I will be retired, and you will not get a ton of child support if that's what you're looking for. Huh. So take the $75K I'll give you right now instead of the couple hundred a month that you will get once the child is here. Mm. Number three, the texts that were given in this, I hope that they were just court documents writing them out because it looks like they're Snapchat texts. If I'm looking at this, it looks like what you send via Snapchat. And reminder to everybody out there, if somebody you are hooking up with is just messaging you on Snapchat, run. That is a red flag, massive red flag. So I hate that about Tristan. And then last but certainly not least is to remind yourself the way you get them is how you lose them. Because Khloe did this with his ex-girlfriend, ex-baby mama, and that's how she's going to lose him this time.
What do you mean? She was the cheater with him when he was with somebody else.
She says that there was no overlap, but timetables would tell otherwise.
This is karma. Right.
Yes.
She's getting karma.
Well, yes. She still doesn't deserve it. He's the issue here.
Yeah, but she's the one who's been allowing this behavior for years. This isn't the first time Tristan cheated on her.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I blame Tristan Thompson. But if she's going to allow him to keep doing this and doing this and doing this, isn't she more to blame than Tristan's to blame?
Well, the guy, he must have tons of money. What's he talking about that he's only going to be able to give her a couple $100 a month? I mean, when he retires.
He says, you are aware that I'm retiring after this season, so in terms of support, it will be whatever is required monthly for someone who's unemployed. It's Texas, so it will only be a couple $100. So you're better off taking the $75K I'm offering.
Then they have a couple kids with one with Chloe. Then he has another couple kids
his
with
oldest.
Yeah, so,
one.
So I mean, you think about this. This is something that I put this on Kourtney Kardashian's shoulders because she's been Chloe, because she's been taking this dude back for years.
I know, and she's got to stop.
Banging two chicks at a party. She took them back the next night. Yeah. Like, come on.
And he put the dates with these women on their joint calendar, and Chloe didn't have an issue with it. Come on, I don't know what was going on.
Wait, you notice how excited Wiggy gets when it's talking about the Kardashians?
No, but
he's always off by one, though.
He really enjoys
but
the
I'm
Kardashian
not, I don't give Chloe any pass because this is she's been doing this repeatedly. And if you're going to let somebody walk all over you, when do we start to say it's the person's fault for letting somebody walk all over them?
I agree, Wiggy. No. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning. So we talked about tonight's game a little bit, and I've been holding on to this lead, and this is why tonight is the perfect game for the New England Patriots, and that is because of the weather. The weather being the way it's going to be today, tonight, where it's almost 40 miles per hour winds and, you know, a little bit rainy. This plays into what the New England Patriots do. They play good defense. They run the football. And what it also does now takes a lot off the shoulders of Mac Jones because now you don't have to get into one of those games where you might have to win a shootout with the Buffalo Bills. So when you look at tonight's football game, you can't ask for a better situation when it comes down to wind, comes down to bad weather, because now you say to your team, do what we love to do, run the football, play great defense, and Mac, in certain situations, go out there and make those plays rather than it being a nice night and this game end up turning out to be a shootout. And now you're like, does the rookie maybe have an opportunity to make more mistakes because you have to now potentially win a shootout?
So weather, a good thing for the Patriots tonight.
Nervous about that at all?
No, because he's kicked relatively well in some of the bad weather we've seen him in. Even the one in the Bucks game, I mean, it just kind of hooked a little bit left. And hit the upright. So I think this is more about the two quarterbacks in this weather.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
It looks like all indications are that this week, maybe as soon as tomorrow, the Biden administration will announce a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in Beijing.
Hmm.
A diplomatic boycott.
What does that mean?
Which means that no diplomats will Biden administration diplomats will attend. Can I ask, first of all, that in my mind, that does nothing.
Right.
A bunch of politicians taking a free trip to China for a couple weeks and they're not going to do it. That says nothing to the world. Can I ask why? And I'm being serious here. Why is the United States participating in this Olympics? And I understand the athletes have worked hard for it. I understand all that. But why are we participating in this Olympics in China, which is at the top of the list when it comes to the absolute worst of governments in the entire world? Why are our athletes going there? What does a diplomatic boycott accomplish other than nothing? It's a nothing.
I've got a great answer for you, Greg.
Okay.
Diplomatic immunity.
Finally, you're ready with that drop.
Accomplishes nothing. When I actually heard that the people were still preparing and NBC is heading to Beijing, I thought it was a joke. Like, this is our biggest enemy. They are trying to rule the world. They have the worst human rights violations of any major country in the world. If we care about any of those things, you know what we should do? In lieu of going to Beijing, all the great athletes that have trained their whole life, they do like a barnstorming tour across the country. And they sell out arenas and all the money goes to help people in need in America. We do something like a good deed.
Yeah.
But, Greg, this is a great lead, though, because I'm listening to it, kind of thinking about it. And when you say it that way, and I see people, you know, completely rip LeBron James about some of his comments about China and everything, and you see what Enes Kanter Freedom. And now when you say that, and there aren't athletes who are now stepping up going, we're not going to do this, doesn't that kind of like, I don't know, it just seems weird to me that there are all these athletes that know about probably, like you said, what how China's government is. But
yet, that poor tennis player hasn't been seen or heard from except for some fake FaceTime video thing because she dared to accuse a former party chief of sexual assault. I mean, the list goes on and on.
What about all the whistleblowers that randomly disappeared all over China when they were alerting the world?
They denied for months. They denied that there was a virus in their country, which ended up has killed a million people. I mean, I don't understand why this country cannot skip the Olympic. Don't give me diplomatic boycott. That's ridiculous.
So where are all
diplomatic immunity?
That is useless and accomplishes nothing.
So where are all your elite Olympic athletes that are going, I'm not going over to like kind of get this ball rolling?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Shouldn't the criticism be more towards them, the athletes who are still going to go over there? And
well, they're amateur athletes.
Horrible
analogy.
Do you
give them any kind of a pass on that? I mean,
no. Why?
Because,
I don't.
Because this is their.
I thought they got paid money now.
What?
Like
LeBron James gets paid $50 million.
No, I thought some of these like great athletes were making money off endorsements and things of that.
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority of the people going and participating in the Winter Games are not wealthy enough to just quit and do whatever they want.
But if they're not getting paid to do it, then it's not like they're going and they're losing out money.
Well, the other argument, the other side to this, Wiggy, would be we should send our athletes and win, like Jesse Owens, like these key moments that have happened in American history. But I just think that you normalize that sort of oppressive rule if you go and participate in the games.
Right, so shouldn't it be the athletes that go, we're not going?
Yes. But again, it's difficult for those athletes to do that because in many cases, this is their one opportunity at the Olympics. They're never going to get that opportunity.
So would you
again.
Feel the same?
It's more, to me, it's more, why doesn't the United States of America say we are boycotting these games? Why? This texter is right. Why is the International Olympic Committee awarding the games to Beijing, China?
That's the issue.
Based on the countless human rights atrocities that they are committing left and right.
The only government dirtier than China is the IOC. That group is absolutely disgraceful. But Wiggy, you keep saying this thing about LeBron versus these people.
No, but
you
I'm not talking about LeBron. I'm just saying.
Well, you're doing it in the context.
I'm talking about the athlete, right? We criticize the athlete for doing things for, you know, countries that are basically, you know, treating people in a negative way.
Well, the issue with LeBron is his hypocrisy.
Yes, I understand that.
Right.
He tries to act like he's woke, and he's not woke in the case of when he's making money from Nike. So
I understand that. I understand that point of it, and I understand why a lot of people get on him about that. I'm just talking about if we know, like if they have the Olympics in North Korea, and we know how North Korea treats their citizens, and as an athlete, isn't it up to the athletes to go, we're not going over there to compete in a place where we know how they treat their citizens?
Yeah, but I think a lot of athletes going to the Olympics do not have that. This is their big chance to make a splash in any of their sports. Not everybody is the top athlete, so they have one chance to go to the Olympics every year that they get older.
So then it's not about the people then. It's more about them going and trying to achieve their accomplishment.
Let me put it in terms that you would understand. Based on your post-show confessional last week.
Okay.
This would be like this show announcing a boycott of Lincoln in Southie, and only Curtis was not going. Okay? I mean, this is a nothing burger with a diplomatic boycott. It's got to be all or none.
I got some shrapnel there.
Those are the leads this morning. We got to take a quick break. It is a Patriots Monday, and Boomer Esiason will preview tonight's Monday Night Football game coming up at 8 on today's show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's the Greg Hill Show, starring Greg Hill.
Just a warning, I guess based on that forecast, I'll probably be peeling off layers during the race. And I am taping my nipples down tomorrow.
God. On WEEI.
There are listeners that are eating breakfast right now. Never play that again.
Well, you said it.
I know, but don't play that again. Don't do that. It is a Patriots Monday here at WEEI, and that means that Boomer Esiason will join us coming up at 8 this morning. This is Billy from Blake Street. Billy, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going today, fellas? I just wanted to comment earlier on Wiggy's prediction that the Pats are just going to roll in there in this weather and, you know, just have it easy for them. I don't necessarily agree, just because Mac Jones hasn't really been tested in the weather, I don't think. I haven't seen him, at least, in weather like that.
He was tested a little bit in the Tampa Bay game. Wouldn't you say that was a bit of a weather test, rain-wise?
Well, as far as cold, yeah. As far as the cold goes, in high winds, and I mean, Josh Allen's got one of the highest velocities, but I've kind of lost my role since with the commercial and wanted to get back. Wanted to just make a little comment on thank God that game is in Buffalo, because this traffic is unbelievable. I'm driving on 93,
yeah. And
who carpools? There's no one in the carpool lane. Every morning, there's no one in the carpool lane.
Yeah, 93.
I've never met anyone in carpools. Is anybody there carpools?
Yeah, 93 South is a big issue this morning. Just a heads up, right. I guess.
Quick question. Does anybody there carpool? Because I don't work with anyone who carpools. I've never met anyone who carpools.
No. It's very difficult. We really can't carpool. I mean, Courtney and I could carpool. Curtis would like to carpool with me and you every morning.
Oh, that would be lovely.
What do you think about that, Curtis?
I think that'd be nice.
I could work on some snappy one-liners on the way to work.
Isn't the carpool lane like a bike lane?
No one really uses it. No, people use it. I think if you have more than one person, or you have some kind of a a sex doll in your passenger seat, then you're allowed to use it. But
just throw a hat on your seat rest.
yes, I don't. But traffic is apparently miserable this morning. But it's a Monday. I mean, people are back to work.
Right. You know what? Traffic not as bad today.
People are back to work. This is David. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, Wiggy, I agree with Wiggy. This weather plays right up Patriots' alley. The reason being, everybody thinks because Buffalo's playing home, they have the advantage. Actually, there's a lot of pressure on Buffalo because when Brady retired, Buffalo's like, here we go. Now the AFC East is going to be ours. They had 1 year to do it, and now they're up against it where they could be out of it, which I believe they will be. I believe the Patriots will win tonight. Again, this weather plays up their alley. The last time we had a quarterback in here who always played great in this kind of weather. Why? Because they're not always going for that long throw. They're playing that dinking and dunking ball game, and that's what the Patriots do. That's what Mac Jones does, and that plays right up their alley, and they will win tonight by at least 3 points.
Okay.
Yeah, because Josh Allen, when you think about the kind of way the Buffalo Bills are now built, you know, in his first couple of years, they were built with a little bit more, hey, run, don't make many. But now this team is built on, it's about what Josh Allen does, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to go out there, we're going to throw the football. And when you play in a game like this and you're a team that's built where, hey, it's about your quarterback, that tends to put yourself, especially, it's all about the wind. The wind is the hottest game to play in. And now, especially when you're a team that throws the ball a lot, it can affect you.
This is Dave from Virginia. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want a quick thanks for what you guys do. I've been a lot of places and a lot of bad places in the world, and listening to you guys in some of those places that keeps me connected to home. So with that,
awesome.
I got to side with Wiggy on his view on Mac Jones. I don't think Mac is a great quarterback at this point, and it's for this reason: when the running game is not there, when the team knows you're going to have to pass. And all bad conditions, I mean, Mac hasn't done it enough to really show that he, with his arm, can carry a team to victory consistently.
Okay, can you tell me?
I think it's great that we have a young quarterback.
Yeah.
I think it's great that we have a good young quarterback, but that doesn't make him a great quarterback at this point.
Okay, but who can you tell me?
I'll leave it to you guys. Thank you, guys.
Dave, who was the last rookie quarterback that you were able to determine was great after his first 12 games? I'll wait.
I think he's on his way to be great, but at this point, to say he's great, he's playing really good, which is good for a rookie. He's playing really good.
Nobody needs to say he's great at this point. Nobody needs to say that.
You said it.
Huh?
You say it.
Yeah, I think he's great.
Everyone is saying it.
Right.
I think he's great. You don't have to say that. Well, but you refuse to give him any kind of credit whatsoever. It's
but
bizarre.
Dave makes a great point. Dave is like,
Dave's point is that, he's a rookie. You can't decide if he's great yet. I understand. We're only 12 games into the season. He is way better, I believe, than almost anybody expected. Way better.
Yeah, you have to agree with that.
Well, he's better than we expected because we really didn't know what to expect from the rookie. Right? So it wasn't like we were going and saying, okay, we know that Mac Jones is going to be this type of quarterback. We go, all right, we don't know what this kid's going to be. Yes, he's exceeding what our expectations were, but we had no expectations.
Of course we had expectations. We didn't think a rookie quarterback was going to be great his first year because they almost never are.
But you see, that's the thing. You keep saying great, and I think that was Dave's point. Is he great, or is he doing a really good job?
Average. You think he's average. You said, unless you've changed your mind, you said he's not going to win you any games and he's not going to lose you any games.
Statistically, he's probably about 13th, 14th, 15th best quarterback.
Well, 12th, top third of the league.
All right, and passer rating.
Right.
Right, but look at some of his other statistics.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Pass rating actually combines all the statistics into one.
So he's 12th, right? So he's kind of right around that, hovering right around there this season, which he's doing a really good job. And now, when you look at the team, that report from Bill Belichick, that if you gave him a quarterback that was like 15th, that he could win, and everybody...
people are all going to go back to the Cam Newton. Like, that's what sets it up.
But what is it going back to? The Cam Newton experience is over.
But if... if Bill says that he could have any quarterback and still have a great team, then people will say, well, what about Cam Newton?
Bill said he could have a, I don't remember what exactly the quote
was,
Ken. Like
a top 15.
Like a top 15 quarterback.
Yeah. So, and everyone thought Cam Newton was a top 15 quarterback, right?
No, I don't think there was nobody who thought that besides me.
Oh. I mean, there weren't very many people who thought that Mac would start over Cam. We spent months on this program talking about, wow, you know, if this team isn't doing good by week 10, you know, week 8, we're going to see Mac Jones maybe.
Didn't that narrative change based on the fact that he beat out a veteran in training camp
because Cam Newton stinks and Mac Jones is really
good.
Right,
that narrative changed.
It's really good.
The narrative was after the second preseason game, a lot of people are like, Mac Jones should be the starter. Mm-hmm. That was the narrative.
And you called those people morons. And secondly, in the last six games, because we're using a passer rating stat which encompasses the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, you and I would agree, I would hope, that a rookie quarterback should be continuing to improve as the season goes on.
Yes.
So in his last six games, he is 6-0 with 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So he's not only, I would say in the month of November, he was a top 5 quarterback, not a top 12. So where he is right now is in the top 10 of quarterbacks playing currently in the NFL. And I don't think that's up for debate.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get to see tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It is a big one tonight for the Patriots. We're going to take a quick break. We will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30. There is, unfortunately, some bad news today for the great Gorilla Girl. You know the Gorilla Glue Girl? Bad news for her today. So we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit, and then we'll get to Courtney in the news a little bit later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.